SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Australia's two biggest supermarkets sued over allegations of misleading discounts. 193 countries back a new pact on global cooperation to tackle climate change. And in sport, a boost to grassroots participation from migrants and refugees in cricket. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. Australia's two biggest supermarket chains are facing legal action over allegations of misleading buyers with fake discounts. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has launched legal action in the federal court against Coles and Woolworths. The regulator claims both retailers increased the prices of products by 15% for brief periods before placing them in respective promotions at prices lower than during the price spike, but higher than or the same as the regular price. The chair of the ACCC says the regulator alleges Coles and Woolworths breached Australian consumer law.
In times of cost of living pressures, it is critical that all pricing claims and price discount claims are accurate. The ACCC is seeking court orders against each of Woolworths and Coles for breach of the Australian consumer law, penalties, and a community service order to increase the delivery of meals to Australians in need by registered charities in our community.
SBS News has contacted Coles and Woolworths for comment. Advocates say a welcome boost in support payments for low-income Australians is still not enough to make renting affordable in every corner of the country. Payments such as the age pension, job seeker, and the disability pension all increased in line with indexation on Friday, while Commonwealth rent assistance payments were given a 10% top-up. But a report released by housing advocacy group Everybody's Home finds people relying on Centrelink or on the minimum wage would still be in severe rental stress across all capital cities and most regions. As a result of the changes, job seeker payments will increase to $56 per day, while those able to work less than 15 hours per week will also move to the highest rate of the payment and will get an extra $71.20 a fortnight. The UN General Assembly has approved a plan to bring the world's increasingly divided nations together to tackle 21st century challenges. The Pact for the Future, detailed in a 42-page document, outlines 56 actions including eradicating poverty, mitigating climate change, achieving gender equality, promoting peace and protecting civilians, and reinvigorating the multilateral system to seize the opportunities of today and tomorrow. After 18 months of negotiations, the pact was adopted by the 193 member nations of the UN at the opening of the two-day Summit of the Future. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says the pact is about how global cooperation should work going forward.
I called for this summit because 21st century challenges require 21st century solutions, frameworks that are networked and inclusive and that draw on the expertise of all of humanity. I called for this summit because our world is heading off the rails and we need tough decisions to get back on track.
Republican Donald Trump says he will not make a fourth consecutive run for the U.S. presidency if he loses the November 5 election, saying that will be it. The 78-year-old former president told Cheryl Atkinson's Full Measure program he's doing his best to win this election.
If you're not successful this time, do you see yourself running again in 4 years?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think that will be it. I don't see that at all. I think that hopefully we're going to be successful.
The 6th International Day of Sign Languages is being celebrated today by deaf communities globally. The annual event during the National Week of Deaf People commemorates the date when the World Federation of the Deaf was established in 1951. Today, the Federation represents 70 million deaf people from 135 national associations around the world. This year's theme urges people to support better implementation of the human rights of deaf people under the Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And in sport, new data shows participation from migrant communities in grassroots cricket programs has grown by 29% over the last 2 years. More than 26,000 people have participated in entry-level cricket programs through the T20 World Cup Multicultural Legacy Program, which was developed by Cricket Australia and supported by a $4.4 million funding contribution from the federal government's Major Event Legacy Fund. The program aims to improve the outreach to the growing migrant communities in Australia that have a deep connection to cricket. I'm Kira Hayne. This is SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.